This learning module is entitled JAWS for Windows Help. In this lesson, you will learn how to access the help you need depending on your situation. You will learn about different types of user help available in dialog boxes and programs for which application-specific help has been written. You will also learn how to use keyboard help to familiarize yourself with your keyboard layout. JAWS for Windows provides several help options that are available to you at any time when using the JAWS for Windows screen reader. The most basic help option is called Keyboard Help. This help option may be toggled on or off at any time, no matter what application has the current focus. When toggled on, Keyboard Help allows you to explore the keyboard without affecting the program which you're currently working in. So, if you're new to JAWS for Windows or computers in general, Keyboard Help will allow you to quickly locate various characters on your keyboard and help you review JAWS commands. The JAWS keystroke used to toggle Keyboard Help on and off is the Insert plus 1 on your numbers row, that is, the number 1 just above and slightly left of the letter Q on your main keyboard. I'll go ahead and press this keystroke now.
Keyboard Help on.
JAWS speaks, Keyboard Help on. Now I'm in a position where I can press any key on my keyboard, and JAWS will announce what that key is, or, for more complex keys, will announce that keystroke and then give you a detailed description on what that keystroke does. For example, now that I've got Keyboard Help turned on, I'm going to press the number 5 on my numeric keypad.
Number 5. Says the character at the active cursor.
Obviously, this is a JAWS command. If I press any other key on the keyboard that is not associated with a JAWS keystroke, you will just simply hear that keystroke echoed. For example, if I press the letter D,
D,
JAWS says D. Or the letter T,
T,
JAWS says T. Or if I press the letter D,
D,
JAWS says D. You simply hear those keystrokes echoed. However, if I press another JAWS keystroke, the Say Line keystroke, which is Insert plus Up Arrow, JAWS speaks a message here.
JAWS key plus Up Arrow says the line at the active cursor.
Notice that JAWS gives you feedback on these keystrokes, even though some of these keystrokes may not be directly related to JAWS. Some keys, like the letter A, or the spacebar, or the letter D, and those types of keys, have no description attached to them, since their function is obvious. At this time, I'd like you to stop the lesson and spend some time exploring your keyboard. If, for any reason, you want to exit from Keyboard Help, simply press Insert plus 1 on the numbers row again, and you will hear JAWS say, Keyboard Help off. While exploring, if you're using a desktop keyboard, pay extra attention to your numeric keypad. In a future lesson, you're going to be learning how to navigate a document using that numeric keypad. I'll be referring to the keypad as the numpad in later lessons. Please stop the lesson now and join me again after you've spent some time exploring your keyboard with Keyboard Help on. Now that you've explored your keyboard, you can toggle Keyboard Help off with the same keystroke that you used to turn it on. Insert plus 1 on your numbers row. I'll go ahead and do this now.
Keyboard Help off.
By default, JAWS for Windows is set at a beginner level of verbosity. The other two verbosity settings are intermediate and advanced. We'll be discussing the Adjust JAWS Verbosity in a later lesson. I'm only bringing it up now because when JAWS speaks at beginner level, you will get more spoken information than you will with the other two verbosity choices. In essence, there are three different ways to find help in JAWS. The first one is for screen-sensitive help. Press Insert plus the function key F1. Provided that the software that you are running uses what are known as standard Microsoft Foundation classes, or if you're using one of the several popular off-the-shelf applications for which JAWS configuration scripts have been designed, Insert plus F1 will give you help based on your location within the current application. I'm going to press Insert plus F1 now.
The taskbar contains currently running applications. Press Enter to make an application active. Link running applications may also be listed by pressing JAWS key plus F10. Link. Link list JAWS hotkeys. Press Escape to close this message.
So there you heard some help that actually pops up on your screen. I'm going to press Escape for a moment.
Escape.
And now, let's make sure we're all in the same place by pressing left Windows plus the M key to minimize all applications and reach our desktop.
Left Windows, M, desktop, list view, not selected my computer. 1 to 14, to move to items use the arrow keys.
Now, my application focus is currently on the Windows desktop list view. I'm going to press Insert F1 again to hear what Screen Sensitive Help says about my desktop list view.
The desktop list view contains application icons and desktop items. Press the first letter of the desired item to move to it. Press Enter to open or start it. Press the Windows key to open the Start menu. Link list JAWS hotkeys. Link list Windows hotkeys. Press Escape to close this message.
We are now at the bottom of a separate pop-up window that describes the desktop. We are able to move around in this screen using our up, down, left, and right arrows, and can use any of our JAWS reading commands to repeat the information presented here. Also, two of the lines in this message begin with the word link. This is an indication that if Enter is pressed while you're on one of these items, a new topic will appear. As you heard, pressing Escape will exit from this message. Also, remember the Show Virtual Viewer on Screen choice we examined in the Basic Settings dialog from the JAWS user interface? These are the help messages that, depending on this choice, will or will not be displayed on your screen. The default is for these messages to be visible on your screen. While the screen-sensitive help is being shown, or even if you choose to hide this text that you are reading, we are now using what is called the Virtual Viewer. The Virtual Viewer uses our virtual cursor that allows you to select text and copy it to the clipboard and then paste it into another document. This gives you the ability to read these help messages at your leisure, spell words that may be unfamiliar to you, and even copy these help messages to another program, for example, to convert the text for Braille output or other training materials that you might find helpful. I'm now going to press Escape to exit from this message.
Escape, not selected my computer, 1 of 14.
Another help item mentioned when we first launched the JAWS for Windows program is Hotkey Help, which is activated by pressing Insert plus H. I'm going to press the keystroke, and shortly thereafter, I will press the Control key to silence speech. Feel free to stop this lesson and listen to this message fully, and then resume the lesson, and I'll press Insert plus H now.
Here are some JAWS hotkeys for general use: colon description hotkey link screen sensitive help JAWS key plus F1. Link Windows tips on navigation JAWS key plus W. Link read window title JAWS key plus T. Link activate the JAWS window JAWS key plus J. Link minimize all applications and move to the desktop Windows key plus M or JAWS key plus F6 key plus.
Okay, I pressed the Control key there to silence speech. Here, once again, we're able to move about in this window, read various sections, and press Enter on any links that may be present. Later on in this tutorial, we'll discuss how information is selected, copied, and/or moved, formatted, and so on. For now, let's press Escape again to exit from this screen.
Escape, not selected my computer, 1 of 14.
One last command, which I won't demonstrate here, is Insert plus the letter W. When pressed, JAWS will provide us with some standard Windows keyboard commands, many of which we've already used. As before, you can review the text that is presented and would simply press Escape to exit from this help screen. Now, let's go to the JAWS application window and find out what kind of help we get from within the JAWS help menu. I'll press the key combination Insert plus the letter J to bring the JAWS window back into focus.
JAWS.
Now, I'm going to activate the JAWS pull-down help menu by pressing the key combination of Alt plus the letter H, as in help.
Alt H menu active, help, JAWS help topics, F1. To move through items, press up or down arrow, J.
The JAWS help pull-down menu has been activated, and we hear that JAWS help topics is the first selected item in this particular menu. F1 indicated that if we had just pressed the F1 key to begin with, we would end up in the dialog that we're going to go to when we press the Enter key. Also, the access key, letter J, was announced. Now, I'm going to press the Enter key.
Enter, leaving menus. Once you pick a topic and press Enter on it, use the F6 key to move to and read the information window. Preview, introduction book closed. 1 of 9, to move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
Here, we are in what's called the Help Contents dialog, and we're given some instructions on how to proceed. The control that our focus is placed on is a book in the tree view called Introduction. This book is currently closed. To confirm this, press the Say Line command, Insert Up Arrow, or Insert Numpad 8.
Introduction book closed. 1 of 9.
I can now open this book by pressing the right arrow key. I'll do this now.
Introduction book open. 2 items.
We hear that this book is now open and that it contains 2 items. Let's explore the contents of this book by pressing the down arrow key and then listen to what's here.
Level 1. Topic welcome. 1 of 2.
Here's the welcome topic. You also heard that we moved to a new level in the tree view. In this case, we moved from level 0 to level 1. That's why this list is referred to as a tree view. Whenever a book is opened, all of its topics are indented on the screen or, as JAWS says, placed on a new level. Levels are numbered sequentially, starting with 0. If I press down arrow again, we'll move to the second help topic within the book, Introduction. I'll press down arrow now.
Topic What's New in JAWS 4.0? 2 of 2.
As I press up arrow, I will eventually end up back on level 0 on the item Introduction Book Open. I'll demonstrate this by pressing the up arrow key now.
Topic Welcome. 1 of 2.
And again.
Level 0. Introduction Book Open. 2 items.
Okay, we're back at the left side of the screen now. If I press the left arrow, this book would be closed, and all of its associated topics or other books at the next level would not be shown. I'll demonstrate this now by pressing the left arrow.
Introduction book closed. 1 of 9.
Now, I'll press the down arrow key.
New user start here book closed. 2 of 9.
And, as expected, we went down to the next book in this list. I'm going to press the right arrow now to open the New Users Start Here book.
New Users Start Here book open. 8 items.
Next, I'm going to continue down this list using the down arrow and look at all the topics inside of our second book.
Level 1. Topic about JAWS for Windows. 1 of 8. Topic starting JAWS and other applications. 2 of 8. Topic Getting Help, 3 of 8. Topic Reading Screens and Documents, 4 of 8. Topic About JAWS Cursors, 5 of 8. Topic Voice Settings, 6 of 8. Tips for Using the Keyboard Book Closed, 7 of 8. Using Windows with JAWS Book Closed, 8 of 8.
As you can hear from this last line, books can themselves contain other books. These books can also be opened by pressing the right arrow key and closed by pressing the left arrow key. I'm going to press down arrow again one more time.
Level 0, keystrokes book closed, 3 of 9.
We are, once again, at the left-hand side of the screen on level 0. Let's press the home key to move back up to the top of the tree view and our introduction book, and then we'll press enter or right arrow to open it.
Introduction book closed. 1 of 9.
Now I'll press the right arrow to open up this book.
Introduction book open. 2 items.
And I'll press down arrow, and you'll hear JAWS say,
Level 1. Topic Welcome.
1 of 2.
Now that we are on the topic called Welcome, we may want to read it. First, press the Enter key to bring this topic into view. The help system is in HTML format. The tree view is on the left-hand side, and when you press Enter on a topic, that topic's text appears on the right-hand side of the help window. In order to read the selected help topic, you need to press the function key F6 to move to the right-hand side of the screen, where the information appears. I'll do this now. First, I'll press Enter to bring this topic into view.
Enter. Topic Welcome. 1 of 2.
Now, I'll press F6 to move to the screen on the right and read the help message.
F6. Contents page. Welcome. Page has one link. Welcome. About JAWS for Windows. JAWS for Windows is the text-to-speech solution for blind or visually impaired individuals working in the rapidly growing computer industry. With JAWS, a blind user can have virtually as much functionality as a sighted user and can perform the same tasks as fast, or in some cases, faster than a sighted person with the use of JAWS keystrokes. The JAWS text-to-speech software engine is amazingly clear and accurate, and the speed of speech can be adjusted to the skill level of the user.
I silenced speech by pressing Control. Although the text on the screen is different, the way it works should now be very familiar to you. As before, you can freely arrow about, skip paragraphs which do not interest you, follow indicated links by pressing Enter when you are on them, and even select and copy text that you may wish to print or have embossed into Braille. But how do we get out of this screen and get back to our tree view and table of contents? It's very easy. Just press F6 again.
F6. Tree view. Topic Welcome.
1 of 2. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
As you hear, we have been placed back in our tree view. So, reviewing the new commands we've covered, you can open a book by pressing right arrow. You can close a book by pressing left arrow. An individual topic can be selected by pressing the Enter key, and then can be read by pressing function key F6. F6 should be pressed again once you're done reading this topic and wish to return to the tree view and the table of contents. Here are some help commands to remember and learn about using JAWS Help. While in the table of contents, you can quickly jump to a topic of interest by repeatedly pressing its first letter until it appears. You can back out of a level by pressing backspace. The Home key can be used to move directly to the top of the table of contents, and pressing the End key, END, can be used to move to the bottom of the tree view. When you are finished using Help, you can press Alt plus the function key F4 to exit. Before we exit Help, I'd still like to look at one more topic. We should still be over the Welcome topic. Instead of just pressing down arrow to find it, I'll press the letter P.
P. Level 0. Popular applications with JAWS book closed.
5 of 9.
I did this to demonstrate how a first letter could be used to quickly skip through a list. Of course, using this shortcut means you have to be familiar with the list of topics. Now, press the right arrow key.
Topic group wise, 55 items.
The last thing we heard was that there was help here for 55 commonly used Windows programs. The program I want to investigate is the one we'll be demonstrating later in this tutorial called HJPad. Press the letter H now.
H, level 1, topic HJPad, 15 of 55.
Let's hear what JAWS can tell us about this program. Press Enter and then F6. I'll press Enter first.
Enter, topic HJPad, 15 of 55.
And now, F6.
F6, HJPad, page has 5 links, HJPad. The topics listed below are for use with HJPad with JAWS for Windows. Freedom Scientific has developed HJPad, a training tool for JAWS users. HJPad is a basic word processor that ships with JAWS. Much of the basic training tutorial has been built around the HJPad application as it provides a secure environment for learning basic Windows concepts. Link JAWS-specific keystrokes. JAWS.
I pressed Control to silence speech. If I had actually been in the HJPAD program and pressed the key combination of Insert plus F1 twice in rapid succession, this very same help screen would then have come up. This is known as application-specific help. This is helpful information you may need to know about using a particular application with JAWS for Windows. I'm going to press Alt plus F4 to close the help topics and return to the JAWS main window.
Alt F4, JAWS.
The last thing that I'm going to show you in this section is a JAWS help menu item called About JAWS for Windows. The About JAWS for Windows screen contains information about the JAWS for Windows program, such as authors, copyright information, a version number, and information about you. Here, you will also hear your serial number, the version of JAWS you are currently using, and whether or not you are a software maintenance agreement holder. It's very helpful to have this information handy, especially if you ever need to place a phone call to Freedom Scientific's technical support or sales teams. About JAWS for Windows help can be found in the Help pull-down menu. I'm going to activate that menu with the keystroke Alt plus the letter H, as in help, now.
Alt H, menu active, help, JAWS help topics, F1. To move through items, press up or down arrow, J.
At this point, I could either press down arrow until I land on the menu item, About JAWS for Windows, and then press the Enter key, or, since I know it starts with the letter A, I can press the letter A and go right to it. Go ahead and stop the tape for a moment, and follow the method above, so that you can listen to this help menu. Once you're finished listening to it, simply press the Escape key, and return to the JAWS window.